Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Nun Bet Amud Aleph by the two dots. Tanur Banan, Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, Besirei Avodat Kochavim, Betchila, Megavin Lehen, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. So we're quoting from a Tosefta in Shkalim that tells us how you fund certain korbanot that are brought in the Mikdash. Here we're speaking about a Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, or Sirei Avodat Kochavim, which are brought in an instance where the Beit Din erroneously gave a psak, which the Rov of Bnei Yisrael then followed. And because of that mistake, after being a korban for all the people together, not as individuals. Those korbanot we've discussed extensively in the Gemara in Zvachim. Tosfot over here asks, as he does in Zvachim and other places, why the Gemara uses the terminology par in the singular with regards to Helam Dover Shel Tzibur and Tzirei Avodat Kochavim with regards to the Avodah Zarah. And he says that you can't explain, it has to do with the opinions in Horiot, as to whether you bring one korban for each shevet, or you bring one korban for all of Klal Yisrael, because whatever opinion you have with regards to the par, you will have with regards to the seir, and vice versa. So if you believe that you bring one for each shevet with the seirei avodah zarah, then you would have the same thing by the parim, and it should say parei halem davar shel tzibor, or vice versa. If you say par halem davar shel tzibor, because you only bring one par for all of Klal Yisrael, then by the seirei of that kochavim, you should also bring only one seir for avodah zarah. And so he questions the inconsistency between the singular of the par and the plurality that is used by the Seirim. In Yoma, he does answer over there, the possibility is because the Sirei of the Kochavim come also with a par leola. In order to avoid confusion about that par leola, over here it only writes the par in singular and not parim in plural, because otherwise that would also include the par avodah zarah. In that same vein, you could argue that the reason it doesn't say parei elam davar shel tzibur is because then you might also have thought about the par kohen mashiach, which has a very similar din to the par elam davar shel tzibur. Maybe then it would be subsumed under parei elam davar shel tzibur. And that's why over here it only writes the par in singular and not parim in plural. So now the Tosefta says, par elam davar shel tzibur b'sirei avodat kochavim b'tchila Megavin Lehen, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to take up a new collection to pay for them. It's not clear here as to why Rabbi Yehuda requires that, whether that's just a budgetary issue, which is that the Machatzi, the shekel that was given for all the korbanot to Tzibur, did not incorporate these types of korbanot in it, or mistakes in it, because that's the normal operating budget of the Mikdash, and this is outside of what would be the normal operating budget, and therefore they need to increase the collections in order to pay for this. Or is there something specific here, because these are chataot for the people, that they actually have to pay into them, and you can't use shumat alishka, so that it enhances the connection between the purchaser and the korban chatat that is brought. Or in essence, a chatat requires some sort of relationship between the ones who are getting the kapara and the korban that is brought. And maybe that's why Rabbi Yehuda requires an additional collection over here. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mitrumah Halishka Hein Bain. Rabbi Shimon says that it comes out of the coffers of the Mikdash, out of the operating budget of the Mikdash that was collected from the Machatzit HaShekel that sits in the Trumat HaLishka. From here, it's not clear whether he believes that they can take it from there or they must take it from there. Later on, the sugya to become clear that he believes that you must take it from the Trumat HaLishka. Batanya Ipcha, we have a brayta that seems to indicate otherwise, just the opposite of their positions here. Hey Minayu Acharita, which of these two is the latter position that is brought? You have two braytot. One brayta indicating Rabbi Shimon's position and Rabbi Yehuda's position is this way, and one indicating it's just the opposite. How do we know from those two, or of those two, which one is the correct one? So we look at which one was later, assuming that the later one already incorporated or knew about the earlier one, and went to make the adjustment to make it correct. And therefore, it's more authoritative. Amru Rabbanan Kameid Rav Ashi. So the Rabbanan said this to Rav Ashi, Lema Kamaita Acharita. Let us say that the earlier one, meaning the quote that we brought from the Tosefta in Shkalim, is the latter of the two braytot. Dishma'inan Leila Rabbi Shimon Dechayesh Lipshia. Because we know that Rabbi Shimon is worried about Pshia. That was what we saw in yesterday's daf, that Rabbi Shimon was worried about the fact that the Yorshim of the Kohen Gadol would be Pusheya with regards to bringing the Chavitin, the Minchat Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. And therefore he had a Takana that put it back on the Tzibur, which was the original Din de Oraito. So we see that Rabbi Shimon has this issue of Pshia. And let us say similarly over here, the same reason that Rabbi Shimon wants you do have it paid for the tzibur, for the minchat chavitin, so too over here, with regards to the parlam davar shel tzibur and the siyuv del kochavim, he wants to come out of the trumat alishka, rather than go out to a new collection, because that'll ensure that it's brought, and there's less chance of pshia. Samalu Rav Ashi, afilu tema b'chraita acharita. Maybe even the other braita, the one that says ipcha, that has Rabbi Shimon's position that it comes from a new collection, and Rabbi Yehuda that it comes out of Trumat Lishka. Kika chayish Rabbi Shimon l'pshia. When is Rabbi Shimon worried about negligence? That is in a case b'milta de late behu kapara b'gava. That's only when you're dealing with items that don't have kapara that's associated with it. The minchat chavitina is a personal obligation of the Kohen Gadol. When he passes away, it was originally the tzibor's obligation, according to Rabbi Shimon. They transferred that obligation onto the Yorshim because of the financial strain that it was putting on the tzibor. And then the Yorshim were posheya with regards to bringing it because of the fact that there's no kapara associated with it. They don't get anything from it. And moreover, they're really doing it on behalf of the person who's already deceased. They're not even doing it for themselves. So they're really doing something for the deceased Kohen Gadol, and it's nothing to do with them personally or brings them any kapara. And that's why there's pshia. But milta d'itle kapara b'gava. Over here, where they're trying to attain atonement for the mistake that was made with regards to whether it's a parum double shotzibor or seredo a kochavim, lochayish Rabbi Shimon the pshia. Maybe Rabbi Shimon there does not worry about pshia, and then there is no evidence as to which of the two braitot is correct, because even though we do see that Rabbi Shimon worries about pshia, maybe over here he doesn't worry about pshia because this is kapara over here, and maybe kapara, people are not negligent when it comes to the attainment of kapara. My haviyala, what is the din over here? Amalei Rabba Zute, the Rav Ashi. So the smaller, or really younger Rabba, that distinguishes him from the Rabba who is the peer to Rav Yosef, and here it's Rabba who's in the time of Rav Ashi. Tashma, the Tanya, we have a Breita. It korbani lochme li Yishai, reach nichochi tishmiru akriv li b'moado. Lerabot, parhelam davar shel tzibor, v'sirei avodat kochavim, shebaim mitrumat alishka, divrei Rabbi Shimon. And so the ribui alashon of karbani, lachmi, liishai, all of those languages which seem to be extraneous, all of those languages come to include korbanot, including the parhelam davar shel tzibor and the seir shel avodat kochavim, which the Rabbeinu Gershom points out that they're subsumed under ishai, dehainu nami liishai, the nisrafim hein, bedinan kitmidim, because they are completely burnt, partially the innards and the fats on the mizbeach, and the remainder of them outside of the machaneh. So this is written about the korban ha-tamid, and it says that all the korbanot that need to be brought will be brought from the korban ha-tamid. That comes to include paradam ha-shel tzibor and sirei dovet ha-kochavim, and as Rashi notes, even though that was not the intent of the givers of the machatzit ha-shekel when they gave it, because they didn't know they were going to sin, nevertheless, the posuk says that that's subsumed in the machatzit ha-shekel, or that which is collected for the korban ha-tamid, the korbanot ha-tzibor. And these korbanot are an extension of the korban ha-tamid, and for that reason, they have to be brought from the machatzit ha-shekel, and therefore, as Rashi notes over here, since you're learning it from a pasuk, that teaches you that that must be the din, or that must be the view of Rabbi Shimon, because now we're not talking about logic, we're talking about a limud from the pasuk. And if it's a limit from the pasuk, that must be the right braita. And therefore, the first braita that we brought, the Tosefta from Shkalim, has Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda's positions aligned properly. So here, first of all, you see that Rabbi Shimon is the author of the position that they come from the Trumat HaLishka. You also see from here that the drush from the pasuk says that they must come from the Trumat HaLishka. It's not optional. Rather, it's a part and parcel of that which comes from the Korbanot HaTzibur. Tosfot over here makes this comment that we noted yesterday, that the Gemara here assumes that Rabbi Shimon is choshesh l'pshia, but not Rabbi Yehuda. And Bali Tosfot point out, who says that that's the case? Rabbi Shimon's choshesh l'pshia because he started out with the Doraita, switched it to the Yorshim, and is choshesh about the Yorshim and switches it back to the Doraita, that it should be from the Tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda believes that it's the Yorshim's obligation, midoraita, might also believe that there's a problem of pshia. He just doesn't need two takanot. He only needs one takana, which is, it was originally with the Yorshim, and he moved it to the tzibor because of pshia. And from the Bali Tosfot, you see that Rabbi Yehuda also seemingly has that same chashash for pshia, and he also thinks that the takanot of Rabbi Abau applied to Rabbi Yehuda, just one instead of two takanot. And that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's brought by the tzibor now because of this chashash of pshia. But now the Gemara continues, Ushlema aita kreva, that when the Kohen Gadol passes away and then it's brought by either the Yorshim or the tzibor, then it comes shlema and not machatzit. The normal minchat chavitim is brought by the Kohen Gadol, then is processed, split in half, Half of it's brought in the morning, half of it is brought in the afternoon. The Mishnah tells us that when the Tzibur, or the Yoshim, take over, that Shlemai Takriva is brought as whole, and they don't split it in half. Amar Rav Chiya Bava by Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan's question about that statement in the Mishnah is, Shlema Shacharit Ushlema Ben Arbaim. When it's brought whole, does that mean there's still Minchat Chavitim brought twice a day, just that it's brought whole in each period? Odilma Shlema Shacharit Ubteila Ben Arbaim. Or do you bring the whole amount in the morning, and there's just no Minchat Chavitim in the afternoon? In essence, do we say that the Shlema is now the Minchat Chavitim, which is normally split, instead now it's brought whole? It's just the same korban, but you don't split it, so that means you have to bring in the morning and the afternoon the whole amount. Or do we say it is the same korban, but you can't split it, so then you have to bring it whole, but that whole is brought either in the morning or the afternoon. Since the morning comes first, you bring it in the morning and not in the afternoon at all. So it's the same quantity, or volumetrically it's the same as normal, just you bring it all in the morning rather than splitting into two. Or do we say once we go to Shlema, Shlema is for each of the times you would have brought the half, now you're going to bring a whole in those periods of time? That was the question of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rava, so Rava says, Tashma, maybe we can learn it from this. Shmini bechavitin, vim ita de b'teila ben arbaim, hamzimin de lo mishkach la shmini bechavitin. So in the Mishnah in Tamid, it's discussing how many kohanim are needed to process the korban tamid in the morning and the afternoon. Because they did that, as we know from the Masechet Yoma, as well as in Masechet Tamid, they had lotteries for who was awarded the right to do the avoda. And when it comes to the Korban HaTamid, they needed more than one Kohen to process it. And there were 13 Kohanim that were chosen based on the lottery to work with the Korban HaTamid. Out of those 13, the 8th Kohen worked or brought the Minchat Chavitim. V'mito d'betela ben arbaim, if it's true that they don't bring the Korban Minchat Chavitin in the afternoon, because it's only brought Shalem in the morning and not in the afternoon at all. Sometimes the 8th Kohen would not be the one who does the Chavitin, because there'd be no Chavitin to bring. So hey Chidami, what exactly is the scenario in that Mishnah? The Maid Kohen Gadol, Velo Minu Acher Tachtav. The scenario also be a situation in which, case where the Kohen Gadol passed away and they didn't appoint anyone in his stead. And despite that fact, the Mishnah is saying that there's a number 8 bringing in the Minchat Chavitin both in the morning and the afternoon. That would be evidence to the fact that even when the Kohen Gadol passes away, they still bring it in the morning and the afternoon. It's not just in the morning. So Amar Rabbanan Kameh Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbanan told over this Memra of Rova to Rabbi Yirmiya. Amar Bavlai Tipshai, those foolish Babylonians. Shum Diatu Ba'atra Dechashocha. Since they live in the land of darkness, Amrei Shmaitata de Mechashkan. They say over memrot or ideas that are dark. Meaning that makes no sense what Rava said. Ella diktani shvi'i besolet chi biyayin. What about the fact that the 7th Kohen brings the solet for the minchat nisachim, and the 9th one brings the yayin for the wine libations that come along with the korban tamid? Hachanami delo batle. Wait a minute. Is that true that they also cannot be foregone? I mean, is it always that you need number 7 and number 9 to bring those items along with the Korban HaTamid? Minchatam v'niskehem balayla. Minchatam v'niskehem afilu l'machar. We already learned that when it comes to the menachot and the nisachim that come along with the Korban, you have a right to bring them at night, and you have a right to bring them the next day. They're not always brought along with the Korban HaTamid. Ella, so then, how are you going to explain that situation, the scenario in the Masechet Tamid, that it says that number 7 is bringing the Minchat Nisachim, and number 9 is bringing the yayin? De'i loktani. Because we don't worry about those scenarios. We don't worry of the what if. What if they didn't bring the nisachim? Or what if they didn't bring the minchat nisachim on that day? We're talking about a normal day in the Mikdash. And so in a normal day in the Mikdash, you have a scenario where number 7 is bringing minchat nisachim, and number 9 is bringing the yayin for nisachim. Hachanami de'i loktani. So too over here with the scenario with the Minchat Chavitin, we're not speaking about a scenario or a case where it's not going to be brought, and therefore we have to worry about the fact that number 8 is bringing the Chavitin. The normal case is a case where you have a Kohen Gadol, he's bringing Minchat Chavitin in the morning and the afternoon, and that's why number 8 is involved with the Minchat Chavitin. It's not a scenario where the Kohen Gadol is gone, and despite the fact that the Kohen Gadol is gone, we have him bring it in the morning and the afternoon. And so maybe if he did pass away, the afternoon Chavitin would not be brought. And that's just not addressed by the Mishnah in Tamid. The Mishnah in Tamid is talking about your normal default case in the Mikdash on a daily basis. Adrua kameh d'Rava. So they came back to Rava and told him what Rabbi Yirmiya said. Amar mi bishutin amrei kamayu. mituvutin lo amri kamayu? You only tell over Rabbi Yirmiyah our bad ones, not our good ones. Meaning that you tell him over a case where our logic failed and it wasn't the best conclusion that we came to or deal that we made out of the Mishnah, and he makes fun of us that we're the Babylonians that live in darkness and therefore we have these terrible memrot. Why don't you tell him over some of our good stuff? And that at least then he could see that we're great Talmidei Chachamim. Badar amar Rava, haninami tivutini. And then Rava backed away and said, Rabbi Yirmiyah is wrong, because this is also one of our good ones. Because Amakra, the Pasuk says, so Minchat Tamid. By the Minchat Chavitin, we saw again this drasha from Abaye before, which is that in the Pasuk describing the Minchat Chavitin, it says, Ze Kurban Aaron uvanav, asher hakrivu l'Hashem biyom mimashachuto, asirit ha'efa, solet minchat tamid, machatzita baboker, umachatzita ba'erev. Harida lecha k'minchat tamidim. There's a correlation, or there's a hekesh between the Kurban tamid and the minchat chavitim. Just like the Kurban tamid is brought every day, twice a day, so too the minchat chavitim is brought every day, twice a day, irrespective of whether there's a Kohen Gadol or not. So my Havi'Allah, what's the conclusion here? Is Rava right, and then we bring it twice a day? Or is Rabbi Yirmiyah right, and we have no proof either way? Or maybe we just bring it in the morning. Summer of Nachum or Yitzhak Tashma, the Tanyo, we have a Breita. Shlema Shacharit, Ushlema Ben Arabayim. We have a Breita that says you bring a whole Minchat Chavitim in the morning, and a whole Minchat Chavitim in the afternoon. So you see from that Breita that you bring it twice a day, even when it's being brought Shlema, not only when the Kohen Gadol is bringing it, machatzita baboker and machatzita ba'erev. So we've solved the problem, and the answer to Rabbi Yochanan's question is, even when it's brought shlema, it's brought once in the morning and once in the afternoon, or twice a day, just brought shlema instead of machatzita. Now I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, with regards to other aspects of the Minchat Chavitim, plegei ba Abi Yosef ben Dustai or Abi Yossi ben Dustai v'rabbonon, have machloket tanaim with regards to how the Minchat Chavitim is brought on a daily basis, when the Kohen Gadol is alive. Yosef, or Rabbi Yossi ben Dustai Omer Mafrish Lashnek Matzim Shalivona. Not only do you bring the Minchat Chavitin, along with the Minchat Chavitin comes Livona, and that Livona, you don't split the Livona in half. You don't bring a Kometz of Livona, put half in the morning, half in the afternoon, but rather you bring two Kometzim of Livona, and you do one Kometz Shachrit, and one Kometz Ben Arabayim. Meaning that the Minchat Chavitin that's broad is split in half. That's the Isaron Solet. That's the flour and the oil that's mixed together. You split those in half. Half is brought in the morning, half is brought in the afternoon. But with regards to the livona that accompanies it, you bring a whole livona in the morning and a whole livona in the afternoon, and a whole means a kometz worth of livona. Rabbanan Amrei mafrish la kometz echad. You do the same thing with regards to livona. You separate out a kometz worth of livona, and then you split it in half. Chatzi kometz shacharit, v'chatzi kometz ben arabayim. Half of it you bring in the morning, half of it you bring in the afternoon. So similar to the way that the solid is split in half, so too the livona is split in half. But my kamiflege, what is the shoresh machloke between Abbi Yossi ben Dustai and the Chachamim? What is driving their positions? Abbi Yossi ben Dustai sabar lo ashkechan chatzi kometz dekariv. He says, we never find in the Mikdash a chatzi kometz that goes on the Mizbeach. Anything that goes on the Mizbeach that requires a kometz worth, the entire kometz goes on. We don't split it in half. Rabbanan sabri lo ashkechan isaron debayish ne kematzim. We never find a single isaron that requires two kematzim to go along with it. Any korban mincha that has an isaron, there's one kometz that goes along with it. And so here too, you have a single isaron which makes up or comprises the minchat chavitin. There should be only one kometz of levona that's associated with it. So now the Gemara says, bayi Rabbi Yochanan kohen gadol shemet v'lo minu acher tachtav. So this now parlays into the question that we were dealing with before, which is what happens when you have a Kohen Gadol that passes away, and they have yet to appoint someone to replace him. So according to the Rabbonon, huchpila livonato, olo. Do we double livona, or we do not double livona? As Rashi and the Baalei Tosafot point out over here, the question is not according to Rabbi Yossi ben Dustai. Rashi explains, because according to him, lo bayu huchpal, you don't have to double it, sheveh shnei kematzim l'chol aktara. You're going to bring two kematzim of levona for each time you put on mizbeach. Tolo matzino bet kematzim b'aktara achat. We never find a precedent where you put on two kometz levona in a single haktara. And therefore, according to Abba Yossi ben Dustai, irrespective of whether the Kohen Gadol is alive or the Kohen Gadol has passed away, either way, there's one kometz levona in the morning, one kometz levona in the afternoon. Tosafot formulates it in a slightly different manner, which is, kevin de tzarich kometz v'boker, kometz b'erev, there's no reason to duplicate something that is already a whole shiur. It's one thing when you're talking about a half shiur, then the requirement when the Kohen Gadol is not alive is to double it in order to make it shalem. But something that's already shalem, there's no reason to double it. For that reason, according to Abba Yossi ben Dustai, it's clear that you bring a kometz in the morning, kometz in the afternoon, and there's no question. According to the Chachamim, who say you bring a single kometz and it's split half in the morning, half in the afternoon, the question is it similar to the solet? And just like the Yisaron solet that is normally split in half, now you bring a whole Yisaron in the morning, whole Yisaron in the afternoon, so too with the kometz. Half was brought in the morning, half in the afternoon, now you double it and you bring a whole in the morning and a whole in the afternoon. Just like the solet was doubled, so too levona is doubled. Or maybe whatever the Torah told us to double, I mean the limud of shlema that comes from the two limudim that we saw yesterday, either from Ota or from Kalil Takar, both of those are only said about the solet, but lo gali. On the other hand, that which is not spoken to in the psukim, meaning the levona, that is not governed by those limudim of Ota or Kalil Taktar. Vishemin, and for the oil, ben Abi Yossi ben Dustai, ben the Rabbonah, by the oil, the question exists for both of them, mahu, what is the din there in terms of doubling it? The Minchat Chavitin, as we've noted before, and we learned in yesterday's daf, comes with one Yisaron Solet, three log Shemin. So now when you split it in half, you get half an Yisaron in the morning, half an Yisaron in the afternoon. You also get 1.5 log of Shemin in the morning, 1.5 log in the afternoon. So here, according to the Bali Tosafot, you don't have a sheer shalem with regards to the shemen. According to Rashi, we do find shemen that goes on the Mizbeach, whether it's 1.5 or 3 log shemen. So now the question is open not only for the Rabbonan as to whether you double the oil here, but it's also open for Yossi ben Dustai. Do we say that each Yisaron Sola that you bring comes with 3 log shemen? Or do we say that the shemen is split in half, and just like it's split in half, when you do it for the Kohen Gadol, so too when the Kohen Gadol is not there, you also don't split it in half because of the same question, which is, does the Shemin follow the Solet? Or whatever the Torah told us about explicitly, the Solet, that's what gets changed from half to whole. But Shemin, where we don't have any explicit directive, maybe over there, doesn't get upgraded to a whole instead of a half. So I'm a Rova. Rova says, Tashma, let us learn it out from the following Mishnah that we have later on in the Masechta. Hey, Kamatzim Heim. There are 5 different types of komets. Vimita, if you're right over here that you have to double the komets, then zimnin de mishkacha da zayin. In some instances, you're going to find 7 of the kamatzim there. So there, the Mishnah is discussing how many kamatzim there are. Amongst those kamatzim, as Rashi notes over here, are the komets that comes from the bazichei levona. Those two kamatzim are counted separately, not together, even though they are one mitzvah. So too over here, why don't we count the kamatzim that are associated with the Minchat Chavitin as being 2 separate kamatzim? Now, the Mishnah there is only counting whole kamatzim, it's not counting half kamatzim. If you believe that in an instance where the Kohen Gadol passes away and they haven't replaced him, that you bring a whole kometz levona in the morning and in the afternoon, then there'd be situations in which you have 7 kamatzim and not 5 kamatzim, because there you would have then a whole kometz twice a day. When the Kohen Gadol is alive, you only have half in the morning, half in the afternoon, it's not counted in that list at all. But if you were to double it, and then bring a hole in the morning, hole in the afternoon, that should have been added to the list, and then you would have 7. And again, as Rashi points out, even though it's one mitzvah, nevertheless it's counted as 2, just like the bazich levonah of the lechem apanim are 1 mitzvah, but 2 items, and they're counted separately in that Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, that's not definitive proof, de'i lo k'tani, because it doesn't deal with unusual scenarios, or what-if scenarios. The Mishnah is talking about the normal situation in the Mikdash. On a normal day, there are 5 whole kamatzim that are brought. There are not 7 that are brought. There might be unusual circumstances where there are 7, but the Mishnah is not addressing that case. It's addressing the default situation in the Mikdash. Yotiv Rav Papa v'kamar l'hashem ha'itata. So he was saying over that which Rava said. Amarle Rav Yosef bar Shmaya l'Rav Papa v'ha male kometz b'chutz. In that list of the 5 kamatzim, there is a case where a person takes a kometz and does it michutz lemikdash. De'ihava. That's a situation of a what-if scenario. That's not your daily activity in the mikdash. Nobody goes and takes a kometz from the mikdash and then it's makrive bachutz. Yet that's enumerated in that Mishnah. Viktani. And nevertheless, it's still written in the Mishnah. It's incorporated in the Mishnah. So now you're telling me that the what-if scenarios aren't there. This is a what-if scenario. It's included in the Mishnah. So too, the case of the Kohen Gadol should have been included in the Mishnah. My Havi Allah. Again, what's the din here with regards to the Levona, at least for the Chachamim? Amarachan Meni Yitzchak Tashma, the Tanyo. We have a Breita. Kohen Gadol Shemait, Velo Minu Acher Tachtav. So this is the scenario that we're discussing. A Kohen Gadol that passed away and they have yet to appoint a replacement Kohen Gadol. Shleima Shacharit to Shleima Ben Arabayim. So you bring the whole Minchat Chavitim in the morning, whole Minchat Chavitim in the afternoon. Umafrish la bet kmatzim. And you take off two kmatzim. Kometz Shacharit v'kometz Ben Arabayim. A Kometz Livona for the morning and a Kometz Livona for the afternoon. Umafrish la shloshet lugim. And you also separate for a three log. Logamechsa Shacharit, Logamechsa Ben Arabayim. 1.5 log for the morning, 1.5 log for the afternoon. Mani, who's the author of this braita? Ileim Rabbonon, if the authors of this braita are the Rabbonon, Maishna Levonata de Huchbala, Maishma Shmana de Lohuchbala, then why is there a difference between the Levona and the Shemen? The Levona you doubled in the scenario where the Kohen Gadol is not there, you doubled it like the Solit, yet the Shemen you left alone. But there's no reason to differentiate between the two. They're both adjunct to the solet, and they're not mentioned explicitly in the psukim. But if you're going to tell me that the levona follows the solet to be doubled, then the shemen should also do that. Ella, the author must be Abi Yossi ben Dustahi. Damar chavite kohen gadol ba'ama shnei kmatzim bayu. So it must be that it's Abi Yossi ben Dustahi, and he's the one who says in a normal circumstance you require a kometz levona in the morning, kometz levona in the afternoon. That's even when the kohen gadol is alive, bringing his minchat chavitin every day. And as we already noted above, the levona is not doubled according to Beyosi ben Dustai. But despite the fact now that the Kohen Gadol has passed away, we don't double the shemen. That was one of our questions. According to Abba Yossi ben Dustai, do we double the shemen even though we're not going to double the levona for him? And for Abba Yossi ben Dustai, the fact that we see he doesn't double the shemen, then levonata vishamna the rabbanan nami lohuchpalo. Then that would indicate to us that for the Rabbanan, they follow that same view. Meaning that they argue fundamentally about whether the Levona, when the Kohen Gadol is alive, is the full Levona each time, or half a Levona each time. But they don't necessarily disagree when the Kohen Gadol passes away is what you do. And in that case, you continue to do the same thing. That's what Abba Yossi ben Dustai says. Aside from the solet that is doubled, everything else is the same. Levona whole in the morning, Levona whole kometz in the afternoon. Shemen, three log, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. And for the Chachamim, that will be true, not just about the Shemen, but also about the Levona. And for them, you'll have double the Solet. You'll bring a Yisaron in the morning, Yisaron in the afternoon. But the Levona will still be Chatzi Kometz in the morning, Chatzi Kometz in the afternoon. And the Shemen will be 1.5 log in the morning, 1.5 log in the afternoon. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Alocha, Rabbi Yose ben Dustai. And Rabbi Yochanan comments on that, that the Alocha is like Rabbi Yose ben Dustai, that you bring every day when the Minchat Chavitin is brought by the Kohen Gadol, he brings it with a whole Kometz Levona in the morning, whole Kometz in the afternoon, and he brings half an Yisaron Solet, half an Yisaron Solet, 1.5 log Shemen, 1.5 log Shemen, and the Tosafot makes a comment over here that he makes in a number of other places. Hilchata l'mishicha? What do you need to tell us halacha is like Abba Yossi ben Dusai if it's not a practical halacha? It's only practical when you're talking about it in the future when the Beit HaMikdash is built. So one thing to learn the halachot and to understand the halachot, to have a hachra, to make a decisive psak about it, why is that necessary over here? So the Baalei Tosafot do not answer the question over here. They do in other places raise the issue. We saw this already when they raised it in the Gemara in Zvachim. And there they discussed, first of all, the fact that the author of that statement, Hilchata l'mishicha, is not relevant, was made by Rabbi Yosef. And over here, it's a statement by Rabbi Yochanan. And that might be the answer to the question, which is that Rabbi Yosef believes that we don't do Hilchata l'mishicha. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan does believe we do Hilchata l'mishicha, and it's a fundamental machloket as to whether we do give psak halacha or hachra for things that are in the future. Tosafot in Zvachim then also attempts there to find a practical halacha from each one of these halachot, and says that whenever the Gemara gives a psak halacha, even though it's about something in the future, those halachot have hashlachot, have implications for something that is practical today. And he tries to then go through all the cases with the Gemara Paskins, and they should have said Hilchot al-Mashiach and don't, and says, what is the derivative halacha that we learn from here that has application today? He tries, he's not successful getting all of them together, but over there, there's also, he brings from Reb Chaim HaKohen, that Hilchot al-Mashiach is only a question when we're dealing with a lo taseh, or a negative precept. And that is because the only time these halachot are going to be relevant is latid lavo, bizman ha-Mashiach. And Bizman Mashiach, people aren't going to sin. So asking Hilchot al-Mashiach lamali, what do I need that for? That's true by negative commandments, because you don't need a psak halacha in there, because they're not going to be relevant. But the positive commandments, how to do something, there you don't invoke the principle of Hilchot al-Mashiach, what do I need that for? You need it because you need to know what to do. Rav Chaim HaKohen says it depends on the type of halacha. If it's a positive, constructive halacha, then you can have a psak halacha and we don't worry about the mishicha. If it's a negative halacha, then we don't worry about it in the future. And therefore, Rav Yosef over there was asking, Hilchot HaMishicha, Lomali, what do I need that for? If it's talking about a negative precept or a violation, which is not going to be relevant, latid lavo. Gemara says, Umi amar Rav Yochanan hachi, the Rav Yochanan really paskin like a Rav Yosef ben Dustai. Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha kistam mishnah. The halacha is like a stam mishnah, v'tanan. And we have a mishnah further on, chamisha k'matzim. That's the mishnah that we brought before about chamisha k'matzim, but it only mentions five k'matzim. And according to Rabbi Yossi ben Dustai, every day the Kohen Gadol brought two k'matzim of levonah. There should have been seven in the mishnah, not five. So if Rabbi Yochanan's paskening like that stam mishnah is like the shita of the Rabbanon. My answer is, amarai ninu valibid Rabbi Yochanan. It's actually a machloket aburayim as to what Rabbi Yochanan's position is. Did Rabbi Yochanan paskin like the Stam Mishnah? Generally, that's brought in the name of Rabbi Bar Chana, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that he paskin the loch of Stam Mishnah, which would mean he paskin like the Chachamim. Or, it's like what we find over here. Another Amora brings the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the loch is like Rabbi Yossi ben Dustai, and he obviously doesn't subscribe to the other principle of Rabbi Yochanan, that loch is Kistam Mishnah. So it's a machloket aburayim as to what is the psak of Rabbi Yochanan in this instance. Is it like the Chachamim, or is it like Abiyosi ben Dustai? Okay, we're going to stop here by the end of the perek. Adon Alach, HaTechelet.